Chapter 22, The Wolf. We are now getting towards the end of the alphabet and the last of the Bible animals. The wolf belongs to the dog tribe, really. But of course, it is a very wild and fierce animal and not tame like our domestic pets. In the daytime, they usually lie down in their caves or dens, but at night they come forth in search of food. Like the dog, they have a wonderful scent, and so they hunt and catch their prey. Some animal or the other they will find, and fiercely attack and kill it to feed themselves and their little ones. When the weather is cold, or when they are very hungry, they will often hunt in packs, that is, several of them together. Then they can be very destructive and will sometimes kill a lot of sheep or cattle and just leave them dead. The wolves used to run wild in England, but we have not been troubled with them since about the 15th century. In the winter, they could be very dangerous and would come into the villages to seek their food. How terrifying it must have been to hear a pack of wolves howling in the night and coming round the houses. We should be thankful that in our day there are none of these animals to attack us and disturb our rest. It is a great mercy to be able to live in peace and safety, and we should be thankful to the God of all our mercies. Well, this is the wolf, and as you might expect, it is used in the Bible to describe those who are fierce and dangerous. It is a sad thing that man has become so fallen and sinful that sometimes he behaves worse than the wild beasts. So we find that those who are wild and cruel in their nature and habits are spoken of in the Bible as wolves. Sometimes God uses such wicked men to carry out his judgments on the people for their evil ways, and these are called wolves. Sometimes he allows wicked men to come into the church and distress his own dear people, and these too are called wolves. Let us look then at some of these characters in the Bible. Benjamin was one of the tribes of Israel, and they were sometimes cruel in attacking even their own brethren. Jacob, when he was dying, spoke of what the different tribes would be in the days to come, and one thing he said was that Benjamin would raven or devour the prey like a wolf. In the morning he should devour the prey, and at night he should divide the spoil. We are told of an instance of this in the times of the judges of Israel. The children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah, which was one of their towns, and destroyed 22,000 of the Israelites in one day. Then the next day they destroyed 18,000 more. So you see how the words of Jacob came true. Sometimes God punished his people by leaving those who ruled over them to behave like wolves. In the time of the prophet Ezekiel, we are told that the princes of Israel were in their midst like wolves, ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls. Also, when Zephaniah was prophet, he spoke in the same way and said that the judges of Israel would be like evening wolves, which gnaw not the bones till the morrow. In the New Testament times, when the churches began to be formed, we are told of enemies among them which were like wolves. Jesus spoke of the false prophets, which would come among his people in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they were like ravening wolves. That is, they would appear outwardly as if they were true ministers of the gospel, but really within they were the enemies of God and his truth. Then again, Jesus told his disciples that he was the good shepherd and that they were his sheep. But he also said that there would be some bad shepherds, and when the enemies came amongst his sheep like wolves, these bad shepherds would run away and leave the sheep, so that the wolves would catch them. Also, when the Apostle Paul was leaving the church at Ephesus, he warned them that in days to come there would be wolves entering in among them, and that they would not spare the sheep. One more thing about the wolves, and that is when men have become hardened in sin, and wild and wicked in their ways, they are as fierce and cruel as a wolf. But even these are not beyond the reach of mercy, and sometimes God has been pleased to call such characters by his grace and change their hearts, so that they became altogether different men. And then it is said that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, or and the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The grace of God and the influence of the gospel will make such a difference in these wild characters that instead of attacking the Lord's lambs and sheep, they dwell peaceably with them and they feed together. The text to which we have referred you will find in the 49th chapter of Genesis and the 20th chapter of Judges, the 22nd of Ezekiel, and the 3rd of Zephaniah. Then the wolf becoming like a lamb is in Isaiah, chapters 11 and 65. In the New Testament, you will find about the wolf in Matthew, chapter 7, John, chapter 10, and the Acts, chapter 20.